This is NASCAR driver Tony Breininger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for October 9th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Puya. How you doing, Puya?
Taryn, I'm doing well. Spoiler alert, my stocks are not, but it's fine. It's fine. I'm excited to talk about what we saw last night, or lack thereof, but what's to come.
Okay. All right. Well, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. It was day 65 in the house. We had an eviction, but we did not have feeds prior to the eviction. So it's all going to be post eviction, post HOH, and not too much to give you here today. So maybe we'll start the day with Puya. Who did you lose money on this week?
I went all in on Old Man Memphis.
Ooh, yeah.
Gamble.
That's going to be rough. So we went in, we saw that Tyler was evicted on the episode. We got to the HOH, and in the HOH competition, it was the seed saw. That's what it was called in Big Brother 16. I don't remember what it was called in Big Brother 20, but Big Brother 20 was different. With the pearls, it was only three of them, yeah. I think. But it was the one from Big Brother 16 where they had to get a bunch of like big balls and small balls into the thing while they went back and forth. And this was apparently a pretty exciting HOH competition. I think that that it's something that it was Mojis in season 20. I thought that it was
rings a bell.
It does ring a bell, but I thought it was something else. Whatever. it was apparently a very exciting competition, and Christmas was in the lead. She was about to win. She had one ball left, and she dropped it. One tiny little ball, and she dropped it. And apparently that was because like Memphis was close behind her and was speeding up trying to catch up. And so she sped up a little bit and she dropped her ball and screwed up. And then somehow Nicole got in there and won. And so Nicole is our winner.
There you go. Nicole gets a comp win in the midst of all this. Yeah. I mean, I don't understand the rushing. If you're Christmas, just take your time, especially if it's Memphis. I'm confused that Memphis would be a catalyst for her to like zoom through. I mean, I guess she really wants it, but also relax. Like you don't need to be quick, because like in a game like this, once one ball drops, one more ball drops, you're out. Like you're out of the running. It's a hard time.
Yeah. So that was it. She dropped the ball, literally, as she says last night. It's not good. Not good for Christmas here. But it's especially not good for Memphis.
Yup. Don't I know it? Yup. Yeah, no, this is not the ideal result if you are Memphis, or if you're one of five Memphis fans out there. This is a rough call for you.
Mm,
Yeah.
So Nicole, Cody, and Memphis, they have like a like little conversation, and Nicole's like, hey, now everyone from the committee is won an HOA, and only people from the committee have won HOH, if you don't count Enzo, but you count Enzo. Only seven people have won an HOH this season. Isn't that crazy? The audience hates us. Like, hates us. And they all agree that, like, yeah, they would hate them too. I mean, they've won every competition. How could you not hate them?
Right. I mean, and you know, that's the one thing I will give them, is that they're at least, they sound somewhat prepared to face whatever is going to hit them when they get out of the house. They kind of understand it. I mean, we look at Big Brother 20, exciting season. A lot of us enjoyed it. The first nine HOHs were unique and different. No repeat HOHs like week 10. So seeing the difference there to here, where one alliance pretty much won the whole thing. Yes, this would end up being more dull as a result. You guys have the right read on it.
Yeah. And, you know, I was thinking about this, and I tweeted this last night, that, you know, we've been talking about, like, the committee won all the HOHs. Like, isn't that crazy? One alliance dominates, it consolidates all of the HOHs over there. But, you know, thinking back to it, it's actually not, I don't think, as crazy as it seems, because it wasn't just the committee at first. Right. In the early days of the season, when I was going over the state of the house and the power structure that Cody had created, it wasn't Cody and the committee plus Enzo. It was Cody's crew, Cody's power structure, which at the time included Ian, Devon, David, Bailey, at least four other people, which means he had at least 11 people, not seven. And that means that after his first HOH win, when he created the power structure, from that point forward, it was 11 versus four in that following HOH. Then it was 11 versus three. Then it was 11 versus two. Then it was up in the air, and Christmas wins the HOH, and they pivot in this direction, more toward the committee again. And then it becomes like nine versus three or something. And then nine versus two, and then eight versus three, and then or eight versus two, and then so on and so forth. So, like, basically, it's not necessarily that it was like a group of six, that, like, from Memphis's perspective, it's I picked a group of six and we won all the competitions.
Right.
But from Cody's perspective, it was I had the vast majority of the house, and then the power consolidated by following the results of the HOH competition. So it shouldn't be a surprise that all of the people who have won are still basically there at the end.
Yeah, no, ultimately, I do think that when it depends who's looking at it. But I do think Cody ends up having more of a layered, right? That's what you're kind of getting at here, is that his was layered from the jump. And obviously, the more people that behooved his game ended up being the ones that would have the wins as well. So they're the ones that are sticking around. So it makes sense from that point of view.
Yeah. It's more fuel for an update on the Alliance Structure podcast. Cody and Enzo briefly talk that the wise guys are done. If one of them win the veto, Memphis is out. He's done. That's it.
They don't need it. They don't need two wise guys. It's over. Yeah. Should everything stay without a Memphis veto win, I believe Memphis is gonzo. And when I say gonzo, I mean like without anything changing come Thursday. They're pretty firm on this decision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nicole and Cody talk. She hopes that Enzo won't be mad if the veto is won. He has to go up on the block. Cody's like, yeah, it is what it is. It's not going to matter anyway. She hopes that she can break the tie. Like, it would be great if it was a tie and then she could be the one to send one of Christmas or Memphis out. That would be good for her. He's like, I mean, we could vote. We could make it a tie if you want. And she's like, ah.
Yeah. Right. So in that situation, does it seem like more of a bigger game move for Nicole if she's the tiebreaker? Or is this her 100% lip servicing?
I think it does. I think if she gets to stand up, and in the footage that the jury sees, she goes, Memphis, I choose to evict you. Like, that's good for her. Like, she got Memphis out. I think it gives her a little bit of something, you know, as opposed to, because basically I think what's going to happen is that the jury is going to be like, well, of course she's not going to go after Cody. Oh, look at her not going after Cody. She's doing what Cody, she's taking out Cody's biggest competition for Cody. And it's not going to be a good look for her. But at least if like she stands up and it's like, I am making this move, especially if it seems like Enzo, because basically if that happens, that means that Cody and Enzo are voting different ways, which may make it seem like Enzo's not a lapdog for them, which makes it seem like it's they're a duo. And if they're a duo, then she might be seen as having a little more agency. Whereas if it's Cody controlling two people, she's just one of his puppets. So, I mean, overall, it's not going to make that much of a difference.
Right. Like, not a big, big difference, but it'll still be a net positive to what she has right now going, like with the jury's perceptions.
Yeah. So. And yeah. And also, and Moses in the chat, good point that in the jury, they're like, oh, she wants to be the last girl standing. If she stands up and evicts Memphis over Christmas, I think that will help with that perception as well.
This is true. I didn't think of that.
All right. So Enzo talks to Nicole and Cody. He says, we got to get Memphis out. Yo, that's it. If he had won that HOH, yo, he would have four HOHs, yo. That's it. He's too good, yo. We got to get him out, yo. If I win the veto, they're going to want me to use the veto. And they're going to be like, oh, we got to convince Nicole to backdoor Cody, yo. That's it. And Cody and Nicole are like, no, she'd have to put me up. There's no other option. Like, yeah, but they're going to try to convince me to convince you. He's like, well, you just use it. Yeah, yo. That's it. And that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, that's it. He's like, oh, they're gonna try to throw me under the bus, yo. They're gonna be like, Enzo tried to do this, Enzo tried to do that, yo, that's it. But we got this.
I love Enzo finding ways to think that he's gonna get pressured into doing things and then not doing the things. Like, Enzo, don't worry about it. Just follow the path. You are good. No, like, they'll expect things. You just don't do it. You're stressing it out. I think he's pumping. He always does this thing where he tries to pump it up as like a, they want me to do this, but I won't do it. It's like, no, but we know you won't do it. You don't have to keep selling it to us. It's been over.
So Memphis talks to Christmas and let me, we're already running out of conversation. This was not,
I know,
not a long night.
I will say, Taryn, Big Brother 22 really put a damper on the Puya Fridays. Like, well, for the last couple weeks, we've had some of the more quiet conversations here.
Really? I mean, even when there was stuff going on, it was, and I think that this is largely more production's fault than it is the season's fault, because although I think it's a little bit of both, but like most of the season, they have not done a lot of game talk on Fridays. They've waited until on Thursdays, they've waited until Friday. So Liana has been getting the bulk of the game talk, and Puya has been left out.
It's, you know what, Liana, you can have the good information. You always get the good piece of the pie. You always get the good part of the meal. So why not get the good feeds too, huh? How about that?
Yeah, and she's also Josh's favorite.
Yeah, so that revelation was a punch to the gut. Josh, we knew each other before you knew Liana, but it's fine. I get it. I mean, I would pick her too. So it's okay. but yeah, that's the thing that's been happening.
It is. All right. So Memphis and Christmas talk. Christmas is really disappointed. This is the most disappointed she's been with herself in a conference like ever. Like, she was so close. She literally dropped the ball. She screwed it up. And she says, all right, well, if we get to, if there's a veto competition, we're imagining we're both up on the block here, Memphis. If there's a way for us to throw it to Enzo, that would be ideal, because then he could use it on us. And then that would force Cody up on the block and we could get rid of Cody. Memphis, I don't think has any desire to do that. I think that, although I guess, yeah, I guess, you know what? He probably would want Cody out over Enzo at the very least. I don't know if he has to decide between Cody and Christmas what he would decide at that point. But But I don't think Enzo's going to, I don't think Memphis is going to throw this veto.
I have a feeling no. There's no way. You're on the block. It's final five. Just get it done yourself. Don't be cute about it. Just try and get to the end. That's the best thing you can do in this position is just try and get to the end, regardless of who's there and what's going on. I do think, like, obviously, you have your ideal final that you want to be in. You have your ideal people leaving. But when you're in this position, especially if you touch the block, just worry about yourself. Think about what's next for the dynamics later.
Yeah, this is not good for Memphis.
At all.
Now, I think he can improve his odds here by A, convincing Christmas to throw the veto to Enzo at all costs. B, convincing Enzo that he should not win the veto. Because if he does, Christmas will want you to use it on her. You'll have to, like, I'm fine staying on the block, Enzo, but Christmas, she's going to want you, and like, you shouldn't say I'm fine. If you win it, you should use it on me, or Christmas. Like, just do the pressuring, get pressure Enzo and make him feel like, I don't know, I don't want to win this one. Yeah. That's, they're going to pressure me. And then, that's 2 out of 5 people out of the competition. Now it's just, you know, it's 1 in 3. And you gotta be Cody. That's it. As you gotta be Cody.
I would not be mad at that. I actually think that would be pretty genius, because you'd pretty much be putting yourself in a position where you're facing off against Nicole and Cody. Cody obviously being the biggest competition, but also someone who you're not going to be able to convince is to throw it. So he's at the very least your definite competition. So taking two people out of the equation is not bad odds for yourself, especially if you do it the way you said it, where you have Cody, you lean on to Christmas to lean on to Enzo. And then by proxy, you've got Enzo. Actually, that would be very smart. Does he have it in him? I would like that.
I mean, I'm not going to say he does, but I won't say he doesn't necessarily mm-hmm. either.
It'd be fun to see. It'd be fun. I wouldn't be mad at that.
No. And he's gonna need to win this veto. I mean, that's it. As of right now, Nicole says to Cody, she wants Memphis out. So that's it. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. She's also concerned about the letter she got from Victor. It did not say that he was proud of her. It was very dry. It was like, I'm sending you positive vibes, wishing you luck. It did not say I'm proud of you. It did not say anything along those lines. And she's feeling like she's reading between the lines and, there's something is wrong, that something is off here. And it's very bad.
Yeah, let me set up for this one, because this is kind of like the bulk of the night for me as far as the content we got. So she's not happy with her letter. She says that, Cody, you got way more like positive affirmations. You got the I'm proud of you. I didn't get it. I'm proud of you. Positive. This is quotes, by the way. She said positive vibes. That's what you say to someone after someone they love has passed away. So she thinks for grievances, sending you positive vibes is the appropriate thing to say. No, it's not. She's upset that the podcast wasn't plugged or mentioned. She was like, is the podcast still going on? What's going on there? So she's basically spent the whole night overthinking about this letter, worried about what Victor is thinking, worried about what's going on the outside. Then another added caveat, Taryn, is that she was not happy with the contents of her HOH basket. Apparently, Cody got way more than her. It wasn't enough what she got in her basket. So when I say that this was probably expected of a Nicole HOH reign, I will come off bitter or salty or biased. But when I was reading the updates, I was like, I'm not surprised at this. So kind of checks out to me.
Yeah. Well, she was right about the podcast because he has not been doing the podcast.
No, that's gone. It's gone for now.
So that was the right call. And she is right that it is unnaturally devoid of I'm proud of yous. Somebody sent me a clip from the podcast when he was still doing the podcast. Mm-hmm. And in the podcast, he talked about how when he wrote his letter, he intentionally avoided saying things like I'm proud of you because he didn't want to pump her up and make her a target in the game. And so that was his motivation. So she's right to catch on that it's weird, but it's weird for a reason. And Cody actually caught on to this. He was like, dude, Victor's played the game. He probably is just trying to avoid making you more of a target by pumping you up too much. And she's like, no, and that's where she's wrong, right? Like that's right. They really screwed up there. She really screwed up there. And it goes into this whole thing, and Cody's trying to make her feel better, and he's like, why? Well, Christy didn't say she was proud of me. And she's like, that's not. He's like, oh, do you want me to get the letter? She's like, yes, go get the letter. He's like, I don't want to go get the letter, really. And she's like, no, go get it. He's like, if she doesn't say that she's proud of me, are you going to drop this? She's like, just go get the letter, Cody. Are you going to drop? Yes, I'll drop. You're really going to drop? Yes, I'll drop. He goes and gets the letter. She's like, well, wait. It can't say something like she's proud. It can't be, you know, he's like, no. If it doesn't say I'm proud of you, that's it. And he goes and he gets the letter and says, she didn't say she's proud of me. She didn't say she's proud of me. And she's like, let me read it. He's like, she says your family is proud of you. Oh, there it is. She says proud.
I feel like Nicole's going to end up naming one of her kids proud at this point. I feel like she's definitely in love with this word. I will say, Taryn, this is a fascination that I do have with Nicole because, you know, Nicole is a former winner, still left at the final five. Now it's guaranteed final four. She has definitely played down her winning capabilities all season as to not have, you know, anyone looking at her to keep her target on the low. So it is fascinating that when her partner does this for her via letter, she's mad. And I think it kind of represents how she feels outside the house with the fans because we're all looking at it. A lot of people are not giving her like that credit, right? And I think that a lot of people will continue not giving her that credit where she's like, hey, wait, aren't you proud of me? Didn't I do a good job? Like, shouldn't you be saying I'm doing good? It's like, well, you can't have your cake and eat it too. If you're going to play the I'm not good, and then people start saying, well, then you're not good, then you can't be like, but wait, no, I am good. Like, I am good, though. It's like, you can't have both. I think this is a very smart move by Victor. My first thought initially before you brought up this point, though, and like the conversation with Cody was that, was she looking for Coat? Had they talked about like coding the letter and she's not got the secrets in there? But I doubt that would have been the case at all.
My initial thought was like, oh, since Victor had clearly planned on doing this, I wonder if they had coordinated and she's right, complaining to make it look even more like I've done nothing. But no, she was talking to the cameras alone saying she was upset about it too. Yeah. So clearly they didn't coordinate. This always confuses me when like I never understood that, like, you know, like people like why if you have plans involving your family, either you in the house involving outside family members or outside family members having plans via letters, including you, why have you not talked about it? Why didn't they talk about, okay, in the letter, I'm not going to pump. Maybe they didn't think about it, but like, I don't know. That's the stuff that I'd be thinking about.
It's one of the few things that you kind of can control going in and you can talk about going, you know, it's like when you're sitting there stewing until you go in, the hypotheticals going on in your head. One of the hypotheticals with your family is obviously like, hey, so with my social media, do A, B, C, and D. And then the other thing is, in the event that you send me a letter, can you say these things in it? Or these are my needs. Like if I'm someone, I'm big on words of affirmation, Terrence. I'd be like, hey, Liana, pack that up, put it in, compliment me, tell me I'm the best. I don't care. I don't care what the perception is. Just say you miss me. Like, let me know these things. So if that's the thing you want, you got to ask for it because then you can't control it otherwise. And you're in a bad spot.
Yeah, and I think it's difficult to specify wording because that's too easy to game with codes and stuff.
Right.
But what I would want to do is just like an overall tone that is that I would be able to read into however I want it. Right. Like a tone that I'm able to read into, go, oh my God, I'm clearly doing so bad. I'm clearly hated. They're clearly not proud of me. This is so cold. Like, what have I done to lower my tar? Or if I need to, do a Terran's run in the game, they're so like, I'm doing so well. You know what I mean? Like, I can do whatever I want with it because it's not necessarily a fact that I'm going to need one or the other. Yeah. But that's nobody seems to do anything.
Concreteness. I think the last thing I would want is something vague that will make me overthink and make me get over paranoid about what's going on out there. Why this doesn't add up to me. Like, I don't need that. Either tell me that, hey, I'm glad you're not there. I'm having a vacation away from you, or we miss you. Like, give me one or the other. At least I know what the direction is. I don't have to read too much into it. We'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. But I do think this is indicative of Nicole as a player that
absolutely like
this, she is overreacting to this. She overreacts to most things in the game, but like, this is something that it is just a genuine, it's a letter. It's from her loved one. Like, it's genuine. There's no reason to doubt it, but she doubts it. That level of paranoia is good in the house. Mostly, she does see things when they have. She does see that this person is acting a little bit different toward her, and that could be bad. And in real life, that's like a super annoying trait. The Big Brother house, it's very valuable. She sees those things. She acts on them. It's part of what makes her a successful player. But it also, is pretty annoying. So she says she wants Memphis out. Is Cody okay with that? Absolutely, he's okay with that. Nicole says, with Memphis gone, Cody, you can beat Christmas in the physical competitions. I feel very confident I can beat Enzo in the mental competitions. Like, we're locked in. Nicole's like, and Enzo is so worried about him getting thrown under the bus because he has a final three with Memphis in Christmas that I know about and he doesn't know that I know about. Isn't that funny?
I saw a tweet yesterday about Enzo and how he's kind of put himself in the literal same position with this final end picture here, where I think that especially after seeing the jury, Taryn, I'm not feeling as hot about Enzo's odds going into the finale here. I think that possibly he would still beat everyone but Cody. But even then, I feel like there's enough competitions in between here and there. There's enough people going into the jury between here and there that Enzo could lose his tracking here and could end up being primed for either a second place finish or going out in third again.
Mm-hmm. I think we have...
Oh, did we freeze?
Frozen on the YouTube. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah. I see mine is also loading. Interesting.
That's unfortunate. Should have just finished while we had the chance.
Yeah. It's a good thing that no one's on like a what happened next in the house.
Oh, here we are. I think we're
back.
We're back. I don't know if anybody saw what happened while it was frozen, but Puya was saying some amazing things that you've missed out. The people listening to this after the fact probably heard it. And you will all agree that it was the most amazing thing.
It was some of my best recap work yet.
Yeah.
For the audio folks now.
All right. So that's the plan. Nicole says to Cody, she hopes that him and Enzo don't pull a fast one on her and try to like vote out the person she doesn't want them to vote out, like at Christmas at this point. And Cody's like, no, it's whatever you want to do, I'm completely fine doing. If you make a deal with Memphis and you want Christmas out, I'll vote Christmas out. It doesn't matter to me. And I think he's being honest here because I'm at this point, he's set up so that honestly, either one works for him.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think so too. I think it's a very good spot to be in, especially it's very nice to have such a comfortable landing at the five, right? Especially then going into four. It's a good place to be. And I think it's looking even better and better as we go along here.
Mm-hmm. So that's the plan.
That's it.
That's the play.
That's it, yo. Gotta watch for the noms and the veto, yo. That's it.
So that's what we have here. That's what we got. I'm going to be live later today for the slop. We're going to have fun with that. I'm going to be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. I can tell you, I expect a slow week.
So, Taryn, let's I'm going to flip the table on you for a second here. So it's a slow week of feeds. You're doing the slop today. So I think catching up is going to be a little bit. So is this where you rest? Is this where you catch up on sleep or you catch up on TV? Like, what are you going to catch up on while we wait in going into the next week?
Hopefully I'll be able to finish Raised by Wolves.
Okay.
Great job. Hopefully I'll be able to play some games, maybe on a stream, maybe on the weekend.
That would be good. That would be fun.
But really, yeah, I mean, it's mostly just preparing my life for when Big Brother stops, and then I'll have plenty of time.
Yeah, then everything will be happening at the same. Yeah, and I think that so as boring as this week is going to be, I was very intrigued with seeing the jury, because I do think that the jury segment always extends, you know, more information to us. I feel I understand a little bit more what's going on with this house. So seeing how the remaining jurors, aka the people that are still in the house, are going to be treated and feeling leaving the house, we can see what happens at the end here. Because I think outside of Cody definitively winning, should Cody get removed, the intrigue goes back up for me with regards to Nicole versus Enzo, if that's the actual final two we get.
Yeah. I mean, I talked about this on Twitter. I feel like at this point, considering what we saw in the jury house in the segment, and considering that Nicole won this HOH, which means that Cody is basically locked in at the final five, I think it is more likely than not that Cody wins this game. His chances of winning are higher than everybody else combined. And that's because there are only two scenarios where he goes home. One is at the final four, if Christmas stays this week, if he doesn't win HOH and Christmas wins the veto, she will probably evict Cody.
Yes.
Two, if Christmas, maybe he wins the HOH, Christmas wins the veto, or Christmas wins the HOH and he survives the final four, then, if Christmas wins the HOH, then he definitely survives the final four. Then he's in the final three with Christmas. She wins the final three HOH. She doesn't take him.
Yeah.
Those are like the two scenarios that he's evicted, and basically the only two scenarios where he doesn't win, assuming he wins against everybody. So like, or, you know, some random event where Enzo or Nicole decide to turn on him. But that doesn't seem super likely at this moment.
No, I do think there's one. Yeah. Christmas is the one blind spot slash like he's seeing it coming. So it's not really a blind spot, but should she not win a comp, he's fine.
It needs to be the right comp. It needs to be the final four veto when he hasn't won the final four HOH. Right. and then when the final three, where it's like, if she wins, he's out. It's like, okay, yes, but she needs to have survived the final four first. So it's like, they're pretty niche outcomes. Mm-hmm. You know, assuming he wins the final two and assuming that Nicole and Enzo don't betray him, he's basically got like a 70% chance to win this game.
Yeah.
But you gotta knock some points for like maybe the jury goes the other way. You gotta knock some points for maybe Nicole or Enzo betray him. So, you know, still I'd say, you know, it's more likely than not though.
I would say, I think that's the safe bet. And I think, if you're a betting person, or if you're trying to just maintain a steady stock increase, just put the money into Cody from now. I feel like that's the move to make. Just keep stockpiling until the end.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's what we have for you. You can find me on Twitter at @ArmstrongTaryn or on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Puya, where can people find you?
People can find me on Twitter, Instagram, twitch.tv, Puyaism on all three platforms. If they want podcast content from me, 90 Day Fiance. I did two episodes this week, covering part two and three of the tell-all, one with Melissa Denny, one with the aforementioned Liana Boris, who I also co-host the Masked Singer podcast with. We just talked about episode three with the Group A playoffs. We did all that. If you're intrigued by games on these Twitch streams, go over to mine on Sunday. for some Among Us with some familiar faces. I think you will not be disappointed, dare I say. 5 p.m. Eastern.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. And I'll see you next time.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.